This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, a dual U.S. Turkish citizen taking part in a protest against settlement expansion. And the Israeli occupied West Bank died of her wounds on Friday after allegedly being shot in the head by Israeli troops. That's according to the official Palestinian news agency WAFA. Ran Nauz is an activist who was there.
Peaceful demonstrations was violently oppressed by tear gas, by live ammunition and in other means. At some point, we heard gunfire. We looked to the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding and an ambulance came and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the death and what the U.S. might do about it.
I just want to extend my deepest condolences, the deepest condolences of the United States government, to the family of Aishnor Ezgiaga. We deplore this tragic loss. Now, most important thing to do, to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing. Any actions that we take are driven by the facts. So first things first, let's find out exactly what happened, and we will draw the necessary conclusions, consequences from that.
And the Israeli military said that it was also investigating reports that a foreign national in the area of the protest was killed. Former President Donald Trump looked on as his lawyers pressed federal appeals judges to overturn a verdict finding him liable for sexual assault and abuse and defamation. The attorney, John Sauer, told a three-judge panel on Friday that the civil trial in a lawsuit brought by writer E. Jean Carroll was muddled by improper evidence. He noted that the jury was allowed to consider such items as the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted years ago about grabbing a woman's genitals. This is VOA News. Ukraine's leader is in Germany seeking additional military aid, AP correspondent Charles Iladesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met top U.S. military leaders and more than 50 partner nations in Germany to press for more weapons support. As Washington announces, it will provide another $250 million in security assistance to Kyiv. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting of the leaders was taking place during a dynamic moment in Ukraine's fight against Russia as it conducts its first offensive operations of the war, while facing a significant threat from Russian forces near a key hub in the Donbass. So far, Ukraine's Kursk attack has not drawn away President Vladimir Putin's focus from taking the key Ukrainian city of Povrovsk. Losing Povrovsk could put other Ukrainian cities at risk. I'm Charles Diladesma.
A million people were relocated as Funyagi made two landfalls in southern China. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
A powerful typhoon has made two landfalls in southern China after it swept south of Hong Kong. The Hainan Province's Meteorological Service said Typhoon Yagi made landfall in the province's Wenchang City on Friday. China's National Meteorological Authority said Yagi was the strongest autumn typhoon to land in China, and it made another landfall in neighboring Guangdong Province at night. Ahead of the landfall, nearly 420,000 residents have been relocated in the province, so have more than 500,000 people in Guangdong. In Hong Kong, trading on the stock market, bank services, and schools were halted earlier, and 9 people were injured. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Kenya's deputy president says that a fire at a school dormitory killed at least 18 students, injured 27 others, while 70 children were unaccounted for. Police say the death toll could rise. He said that the cause of the fire on Thursday night at the Hillsdale Indrarasha Primary School was being investigated, though. Anxious parents who had been unable to find their children among survivors waited at the school engulfed with grief. School fires have been common in Kenyan border schools where many students stay because parents believe it gives them more time to study without long commutes. A recent education ministry report said that fires are often caused by arson, fueled by a drug abuse and overcrowding. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say that the father of the teen charged with opening fire at a high school has been arrested on charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Colin Gray is alleged to have knowingly allowed his son to possess a weapon. 14-year-old suspect was charged as an adult in a shooting Wednesday at the high school outside of Atlanta, Georgia. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.